What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, holistic life coach, business mentor, speaker, and author. And on this podcast, we bring you exciting episodes, not only from myself, but other obviously exciting guests, influential guests that I believe can offer some form of value to you guys. And if this is your first time listening, if you're coming on from another platform, welcome. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for all your love and support. If you have not done so already, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Go ahead and give us a rating and review. That helps the podcast grow so much, and we appreciate all of your support. So with that being said, let's go ahead and hop into today's episode where I have my good friend, brother. It's just amazing how we met, man, and how we have evolved over time. I think we met, 3 years ago?
Yeah, at Destination too.
Yeah. So we've got Josiah Sanchez. Guys, if you will hear his story in just a second, but this man right here, if you wouldn't have guessed his age or anything like that, his mind is expansive from his own experiences, his own, just trials and tribulations, and the way he has his work ethic set up is just has amazed me over time. So I'm going to have him share his story briefly, introduce him, and then we are going to hop into an awesome discussion today, just vibing off each other. So if you're watching, we're doing a little video today. If you're listening, thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoy. Josiah, please, and welcome onto the podcast, man. Go ahead and give us an outline of your story, man.
What's going on, man? So it's super dope to be on here, man. I've always wanted to do a podcast like this because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you and I vibe off of just speaking from the heart. And so super excited to come on here and just share my story a little bit with y'all. But yeah, long story short, I mean, a little bit of who I am the owner of my brand, Forgotten Mindset, which long story short, as far as the story goes, this brand pretty much revolves around remembering what you're capable of when life seems to test you most. Meaning, you know, every successful person says if it was easy, everybody would do it. And my brand shines light on those darker moments because that's where the true growth lies. And so throughout my entire life, I've lived by that exact philosophy no matter what I did. And I would put myself purposely through certain circumstances to force myself to grow, just to be able to speak on experiences that tend to hold a lot of people back. And so I'm super excited to be on here, man. So let's get it going, man.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I want to start off with you is kind of what was the starting point? I know your story. You start off in fitness, right? Yes, sir. You grew up in Dallas, Texas, in Arlington, start off in fitness. And at what point did you say, because you didn't grow up very big, did you? Like, what was that like kind of getting into fitness and feeling like, okay, well, I feel like this will help my insecurities or my confidence? Was that something that?
Man, honestly, I was always the smallest kid in high school, man. I tell a lot of people this and it blows their mind, but I was actually under 100 pounds until my sophomore, junior year of high school. Yeah. And it was my brother that was initially going into the Navy a couple years prior that got me into it. He, from the summer transition from eighth grade to freshman year, I remember him coming into my room. It was like June, like eighth or ninth. We had just gotten out of school, fresh into the summer. And he walks in and he goes, hey man, get up. We're gonna start training because we can't be having you thrown in trash cans. So we started just doing little drills around the entire house, doing stuff in the backyard. He would be in the wheelbarrow. I would pull him up and down the hill because we had a steep hill. So it just kind of it branched from there. And you know, once he shipped off after that summer, I kind of just took it and ran with it.
Wow, man. So I didn't even know that story. We're learning something new. Yeah, I had no idea about your brother's relationship with you. Yeah. Was it older brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is an older brother, I should say.
Yeah.
Was that somebody that you looked up to when he was in the Navy? Obviously, he was training. And was he bigger than you or is bigger than you?
Well, he was. it was funny. Quickly after he left, obviously, I took fitness a lot seriously. And now I think he's the shortest one in the household. I'm the tallest one. Mm. I don't know where the height got from, but I'm not going to complain.
Exactly.
I tell people I'm 6 foot, but I mean, as far as looking up to, I mean, me and my brother, I wouldn't say that we had like the super brotherly close bond that, you know, some people never really grow out of, which is good in some circumstances, but me and him were just kind of on a mutual level. You know, we both wanted to see each other win. Mm-hmm. And once he left, it was one of those things to where it was like, I know he's working hard wherever he's going. So I got to do the same thing back home.
Exactly. So going back to fitness and you're now getting into the gym, you're starting to see progress, right? And you decide to jump in a competition or decide to say, hey, I'm going to take this to the next level. What was that moment like in saying that, hey, I'm going to commit to that?
Man, honestly, I love telling the story because throughout high school, like I went through so many different programs. I saw P90X. I never went through with it. I actually got Insanity by Beachbody, Ohsaan T.
Man, throwback.
Man, super throwback. And it's funny because like I would always start it and like I would miss a day or two. Mm. But in my mind, it never processed. So each time I would just keep starting over. So I probably did the first exercise about 6 or 7 times. Just based on how many times I had to start over. Because with me, if I missed a day, it didn't sit well. So I was like, you know, I might as well start over. And it was over time throughout the years after summers, people were like, dude, you're getting big. And they're like, are you going to go on stage and do one of those competitions? And it was one of those things where it's like, I said, yeah, of course. But I knew I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
And then come the end of my senior year, I was like, you know what? Like, why not? I mean, I've spoken about it so many times, so why not actually follow through with it? And I remember sitting down with my mom because she actually paid for the whole thing. So shout out to you, Mom.
There you go.
but we actually sat down, got it was the Branch One Classic in Houston on July 16th, 2016. And that's actually passed around a few things. But yeah, I went ahead and I went through with it just because, I mean, if I'm going to talk about it, I might as well just go through with it. And from there, it blossomed into so much other, in so many other avenues.
Wow. I think there's a lot of people listening right now that are saying, okay, well, who is Josiah? I've heard of him. You got your own listeners and followers that may be on this podcast. And there's some people that are new to your brand and your messaging. And you may be listening, guys, right now, and you may be thinking, okay, well, you know, what does this have to do with personal development and personal growth, right? And what I find from my own experiences and yours and why we resonate on that level is because it wasn't about fitness at a certain point, right? It gets to a certain point where you start to realize that it's the discipline, the focus, the sacrifice, those types of personal development tools and strategies that so many people are longing for now, no matter what arena they're in, whether they're in business, they're in corporate, they're in family relationships, love life, all these things, they take that. So at what point did you realize that, oh man, it's more than fitness?
It even blew me away at how quick I was able to pick up on it. And it was one of those things where it was like, those days where you don't feel like going to the gym, you know, even today it's raining outside. I'm sure a lot of people are staying in today, but it was those days where it just some exercises didn't feel right. The motivation wasn't there. Yeah. Maybe the strength wasn't there. And like in your head, you're already beating yourself up. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I found was there every single time that I had like a bad start to a workout, it always finished off being one of my favorites. Mm. And I shortly came to realize like, wait a minute, if the hardest ones are the most rewarding, there's got to be something more to this. This can't be the only aspect that this can, you know, relate to. This can easily translate into other avenues and other aspects of life. And from there, my first tattoo outside of my chest one was my mindset one. Forgotten had not been there yet. Mindset was first, and that was my second tattoo after my first one. And like that sparked so much more than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah. So if you let the people know, man, I mean, we've been talking, what, for now, you know, 5-6 minutes. How old are you?
I am 21 years old. June 18th, I'm a Gemini. So I'm sure some people are going to be like, oh, he's a Gemini.
Yeah.
Proudly a Gemini.
Yeah.
1998. So we almost 22 here in a few minutes, but I'm definitely not trying to rush it.
Not at all. But my point of asking that and to let people know is that I think now in a day and age where it doesn't matter about the age differentiation, right? Mm-hmm. Because the accessibility to knowledge is so much more than it used to be.
Amazing.
So when I was talking earlier, guys, about how I felt that we resonated on that level, and it not shocked me, but I was like, man, like this is really cool to see this brother right here, like doing these things, thinking this way. And, you know, we're not gonna make this political at all, but you know, when I think of Andrew Yang's tagline, math, make America think harder, I'm like, man, like, why aren't we doing that? You know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like, that is something that I believe we need to start doing. And when I see and talk to high level thinkers, I'm just so amazed, man. And I consider you that because you think outside the box in each and every lesson that you have. So tell the people, man, or tell me too, maybe I don't know this. Each and every step that we take, we have failures and setbacks, right? Can you tell us about something maybe that you had a failure, you know, starting early on when you said, oh, these tactics right now, this is where this is going to be implemented.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this brings me back to more of my bodybuilding days, mm-hmm. you know, back when I took that trip to Cali in 2018, I believe.
Yeah.
First time meeting Mr. Olympia, the men's physique. I'm not going to drop any names. Went out there for the LA Fit Expo. It was my first trip ever. I actually quit my warehouse job to make it out there because they would not give me the time off. And, yeah. you know, they gave me that ultimatum and I was like, I'm not going to have it. So went out there and the vibes and the pace that everybody runs in was just, everybody was on the go. And for me, mm-hmm. I've always been the person where it's like, if I'm sitting at the house and I'm not doing anything, I beat myself up inside because there's something I know I can be doing. There's something I know I can yeah. be bettering myself at. And, you know, seeing how Cali was, it was like, it's fast paced. People are always going, no matter how bad the LA traffic is. And, you know, I got back from that LA trip, shortly started prep. And I looked my coach in the eye and I was like, I'm moving out here in March. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make the move tomorrow, to move out here to Cali in March. I'm going to save the money. I'm going to do whatever happens. And for a little bit, like everything was lining up. Everything was just, all the dots were aligning. But the way I kind of see it at this point is like, there was something that life hadn't taught me. There were certain traits and abilities and experiences that I had not gone through yet mm-hmm. that I needed to if I wanted to make a step like that. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say like money was not there.
Yeah,
I fell through and that's when I made that post on Instagram, you know, making the hard decisions and, you know, money didn't come through and I wasn't able to move out there. And shortly after that, more opportunities started arising for me to grow into different avenues. So, you know, it was one of those things to where I was okay to admit it because I know that there's going to be somebody out there that wants to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And not everyone's going to lay it out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But if one person can and have people relate and connect and give them that hope
yeah.
that other people have tried, then I want to try to be that person as much as possible.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad that you mentioned that because there's many different lessons in that one trip that you took, right? Mm-hmm. There was the fact that you had to sacrifice. It was the fact that you had to find a way. There was action that was took when all the elements weren't in alignment, mm-hmm. right? And I think a lot of people are feeling that way when they're trying to move forward and grow. And when we're recording this, guys, we're in the beginning of 2020 in our second week, and there's still so many people that are on this fence, on this edge of making a step because they feel like everything needs to be in order. But I feel like you taking that action step and you failing early, right? We resonate on that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
failing as fast as possible
yes.
allows you to have those growth opportunities. So what was a strategy? So if you're listening right now, guys, hopefully it's providing you some value. If you're watching, I think the biggest thing that people are always questioning is, what do I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I failed and there are people laying in their beds right now. There are people that are not wanting to get up, not wanting to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. They say they don't have the finances. They're not willing to find the finances or, you know, they've lost love and they're not willing to look or open themselves up anymore. Mm-hmm. What are some strategies maybe that you use for yourself to say, man, I got to pick myself back up?
Honestly, so for me, you know, I grew up watching, you know, CG, you know, the whole athlete growth and all that
yeah.
good stuff. And seeing somebody his age at the time that I thought was super young, achieving all these things,
yeah.
it really implemented and instilled within myself the idea of if somebody else was able to do something along this line, then there's no excuse that I can't do the same thing. Because at the end of the day, I think we're all made the same. The only thing that separates us is our efforts into the quote unquote priorities that we choose to have.
Yeah.
Right. And so whenever I'm feeling lazy, whenever I'm feeling down, whenever I lose motivation, it's one of those things to where it's like somebody else has gone through this. If everybody talks about it, then there has to be a trend to it. If everyone's saying that when you don't feel like doing something, it's going to mean the most, then nobody was given a card to say, here, say this to all the people, make them think something because they don't know it's easy. No, it's never like that.
Yeah.
Like if everyone says it, there has to be something to it. There has to be some truth. So like no matter what, like if I know somebody else is working through mm-hmm. the exact same thing I'm going through and I'm trying to make excuses, then why not do the same thing that I know someone else has already done?
Yeah. So there's power in proximity, right? Meaning that being around, I think that's something that you do very well is you get around people. Like you've been to the Alpha League gym down in Houston around those people. You you have said, hey, I don't know if I can afford this membership to this gym or do this travel, but mm-hmm. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get mm-hmm. around the best. And when you do that, you're not afraid to say, hey, I just want to be around. Mm-hmm. I'll figure out a way. And just know that my work ethic is always going to be there.
Yep.
Even if I can't do everything that I need to do right now, I can do something.
Exactly.
Right. And
exactly.
I think that's what you do very well, in my personal opinion, is you say, if I can do something, even if it's I got to figure out on my own until that time comes, or I just keep my proximity as close as possible to those people that I believe are movers and shakers. So I think that is a big lesson for people, right? Mm-hmm. That they're afraid of reaching out. They're afraid of getting around the people because they think they're not measuring up yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So a good take that I would like to do on that is, you know, the best thing I tell people is learn along the way. Mm-hmm. Like you're never going to be 100% ready for something. And I'm sure the people who are listening are like, yeah, everybody says that, but no, I'm serious. Like, yeah. You know, I put something on my Instagram the other day and you know, there's two types of people that say fake it till you make it. Mm-hmm. There's the fake it till you make it that is the good part, to where it's like, okay, I know I'm not ready for this, but I'm willing to understand what it's needed to learn along the way yeah. to be able to get to that title or that financial, you know, state or, you know, the relationship status. You know, I know that I can learn along the way and get to that point
mm-hmm.
rather than the second person who fakes it till they make it to the point where it's like they're portraying a persona that they're not.
Yeah.
And they're too afraid to actually follow through with the real hard work mm-hmm. and they never actually end up accomplishing those things. But they say like, oh, if I'm doing just a little bit here, I can title myself as this bigger picture without going through the hard work it takes to actually get that.
Wow.
So,
yeah. There's not a lot of people that are willing to put in the work. And I think the lack of work ethic nowadays is something that's hindering.
It's insane.
It's insane that we're in a society now because there are maybe the one percenters that made it because they did one thing,
mm-hmm.
right? But in reality, that's just not true. You can't, even when that one percenter has that big leap or jump or whatnot, mm-hmm. when we talk about the people that win the lottery, we talk about the people that have that one viral Instagram post, we talk about the people that maybe send one email or have that one date and now they found the love of their lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's like those types of things that happen that we think that, oh, I'll just do that and then I'm set for life.
That's, yeah,
not work that way, because the people that keep it, right, the one percenters that keep it, are the ones that have the work ethic behind it.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think what a lot of people are getting caught up nowadays, you know, especially on Instagram is, I mean, and that's what I take a lot of pride in. I humble myself a lot, you know, because one thing about me, I hate being cocky, but I know what I'm good at the end of the day. And there's so many people on social media, whether that's YouTube, whether that's Instagram, whether it's Twitter, or no matter what it is, people, it's a highlight reel. And the mm-hmm. people try to, you know, they try to give people that quote unquote transparency. That's not really transparency. It's more like, oh yeah, I'm not motivated, but I still did this. Oh, this, that, and the third, mm-hmm. you know, I'm uninspired today, but I still did it. That's fantastic. But you're not giving anyone like true substance to like learn off of.
Exactly.
And I think that's where I shine the best, because I'm gonna let everybody know, like, this is why this is hindering you. This
exactly.
is why you're not getting to where you want to be.
Yeah.
This is why you're unmotivated. But at this point, it needs to become discipline.
Exactly.
And especially, you know, with the fitness industry, like, it's a shame to say, but the fitness industry, in my personal eyes, has become the fakest industry in the world. Because for an entire industry that prides themselves on being yourself and being true to who you are,
yeah.
they're the ones that buy the most fakest followers. They're the ones that sell out to the next, you know, highest bidder on brands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wanted to set myself apart from that, because I grew up with fitness. I grew up staying true to myself
yeah.
based on what I did in the gym. And if that translates to life, mm-hmm. I'm going to do that in every way possible, no matter if it's laying my failures on the table, my struggles, whether I'm broke, whether,
yeah.
you know, I'm uninspired or unmotivated, because it's the name of the game. Like, you cannot get exactly. to something that's going to last worthwhile without going through those trials and tribulations. And I think it's lacking a lot today in this world. So,
yeah. Yeah. So you're mentioning, I think the biggest takeaway that I heard was the why, the what, and the how method.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that are doing either captions or you guys are doing, you're trying to motivate people, but a lot of times you're leaving that cliffhanger, which is, if you're in business, it's a marketing strategy to do that, to draw people in, leaving a cliffhanger. But at the end of the day, I say, and I think you say, and there are other people out there that are doing this, that are saying, hey, if this person leaves my page, if this person leaves my presence, hopefully they've got something and they can go begin implementing, right?
Exactly.
I think that's the biggest thing now, is that there's so many people leaving people hanging. But if you don't buy, if you don't do something, if you don't invest, now you're worthy of not taking action or doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But in reality, there's a time and a space for still giving value. I think the giving value term is thrown around too much, to where people don't even know what that is anymore.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And, you know, it's one of those things to where, you know, for me, my main goal has always been, if one person can come to my page, see one caption and say, I needed this, or this really changed the direction of my day, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Because that one person is going to tell somebody else.
Exactly.
Then they're going to tell somebody else, and it's just going to, it's going to spread from there. And so for me, it's always been start small, because for me, impact is over anything.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, then it's really like, it's crazy. Like, I get people like shooting me DMs saying like, hey, I have this idea for a forgotten mindset tattoo. Mm-hmm. And there's already been people that have gotten it and sent it to me. And it's just like,
it's crazy, guys. There are people that literally, we're going to go into that. We're going to go into that in just a second.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's insane, because either someone has gotten the forgotten mindset tattoo, or based on the ones I have, whether that's on my arm that has a forgotten mindset, they'll put a different word there with my same format.
Yeah.
And it's just insane. Just like, I've never met any of these people in person, and I have this impact from a distance. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in a position to where it's like, especially hopping on this podcast, because this is my first podcast.
You wouldn't even know to tell.
You wouldn't even know. Like, I want to diversify myself, because if that can be reached through words and that are read, imagine speaking those words to where a lot of people are a lot more listeners nowadays than readers.
Agreed.
And I'd be writing novels for captions.
But
at the end of the day, you know, I think people are more audio style knowledge absorbers, or however.
Yeah, they're more auditory learners.
Auditory learners.
Yeah.
So I feel like people who can listen, or people who can watch, or people who can, you know, something that they don't have to focus so much on as far as words, I feel like that's just going to, it's going to soak in. It's going to instill a little bit better in their mindset and their mentality. So
Agreed. So let's pivot a little bit, man. I think that was a perfect transition of going into what you're doing now. So we went over the failures, went over kind of what some strategies were that you overcame, and what maybe some people can do on here. But now let's go into, okay, you got to this point where you said, okay, there's something else. Mm-hmm. It's no longer about me. And I think I was just listening to Sam Godin. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Hopefully I'm saying it right. But he's the king of marketing. And he was talking about the difference between a logo and a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And he made this awesome analogy, guys. And I'm sorry, guys, if I'm butchering it, forgive me. But he was saying that the difference is, he made this analogy of saying, if Nike made hotels, you could probably visualize what that hotel might look like, might be like. If Hyatt made shoes, you'd be like, what in the world? Like, if you go into a Hyatt, could you tell the difference between a Hyatt, Crown Plaza, anything? And you change the logo, right? And I thought that was a great analogy, because, wait a minute, I'm just walking into a hotel room. Like, what makes this a brand versus just a logo? And I find that a lot of times when people are coming to me for like business mentorship or just ideas, and they're like, man, I have this, I'm working on my logo. And I'm like, what's the brand? Like, what do you stand for? What's your message? Mm-hmm. Right. And I think you did an awesome job with that, man, because
thank you.
It's very clean. It's straight to the point, and it's saying, hey, I don't necessarily know what this is, because going through transitions, right? So give us an idea, you know, for the people that don't know about Forgotten Mindset, your brand now, the evolution of it, of where it kind of started, and then where it is now.
Absolutely, man. So I 100% agree with you with that on logos, because I've actually had a few people say, like, hey, I'm trying to do a logo. Like, I see that you have yours. And the first thing I tell them is, what's your message?
Yeah.
Like, what are you trying to get across? And I think what's really going to separate my specific brand from a lot of others is it didn't start off as the exact thing. Like, it wasn't just forgotten mindset. It was just mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time it was more for myself. I was like, you know what? You know, if I'm in the gym or if I'm feeling down, you know, I got this tattoo on my arm. If I look at that, I know that I can shift however I'm thinking things or perceiving things to where, you know, no matter how hard it is, I can kind of get some benefit from it. Or I can find the positive. I can find the dim light in a dark tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's funny because over the years, because I launched it mid-November in 2017. I had my boy Cam actually record the video for it. It was like a slow motion thing. It was just, we took like 15 videos. But that video was made, and I remember telling you about this because you're the first one I mentioned Forgotten Mindset to. I was on the phone with the client and he, you know, he called me up and he was like, hey man, I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, I lost my dedication. I feel like I can't do it. I don't know what to do. And I paused for a second. I was like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, I don't think I can do this. You know, I'm going to fall off. And I was like, well, here's the thing. When you came to me, you told me that you were going to be one of my best clients, which over time, when people said, I'm going to be your number one client, I was just like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
But we were on the phone and he was like, man, I can't do this. And I talked to him and I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that you gave me your word that you're going to be my best client, but you didn't accept, you know, the difficulties and you forgot what you were capable of right when life demanded it most?
Mm-hmm.
Something's not adding up there. I was like, listen to me. If you want to do this, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you end up quitting now, like as your coach, like aside from your coach, as your friend, you're going to be quitting on yourself.
Exactly.
And that's not going to sit well with you 10, 20, 30 years down the road, because what is that telling you about another goal that you set? It's going to get hard and you're going to forget the exact same thing. Exactly. And so from there, we actually met at Starbucks that same day. Like, I remember telling you, like, I want it to be called Forgotten Mindset.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Because if I can shine light on the darkest moments, which so many people try to avoid, it was like positive vibes. There wouldn't be positive vibes without negative vibes. Because if there were neither of them, they would just be vibes.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be categorized as positive or negative. And so I was like, you know what, if I can maximize my niche, if you will, or my specific message to what allows people or what gets people in that mindset to be ready to quit,
mm-hmm.
give them hope that, listen, I can do this. If I can just push through this next mile, this next couple months of school, this next, you know, 4 weeks of prep or whatever situation may be, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. No matter how, you know, hard it is to be vulnerable or transparent, because someone's going to get something from it. And since then it's blown up and it's crazy because, you know, that first video in 2017, I didn't know what I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't. It was just a brand to me.
Yeah.
And it was something that I wanted to spread to the world. And especially within this last year of 2019, you know, I'm sure everybody watching, like, 2019 was a tough year.
Yeah.
2019, whether people want to believe it or not, was a tough year. But I appreciate 2019 more than any of the other ones because it put me through the necessary things to properly, like, over time, I feel like my life has perfectly laid itself out. I've gone through exactly what I've needed to be able to give this story the best way that I can and the way I originally wanted to in 2017, but didn't have the experience or words to put it in at that time.
Yeah.
And so I think, honestly, I'm more proud of my brand's growth and more of solidifying that message than I could have been with any of my achievements. Like, you can throw bodybuilding out the window. You can throw, you know, my previous shirt launch out the window. Like, the fact that my brand literally stands for the exact thing I wanted to in 2017, 2 years later.
Yeah,
man, it instills a different type of fulfillment knowing that, you know, you started off with an end goal.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to say, you know what, I want this to mean this.
Yeah.
And then over time, life says, you know what, if you want this, you're going to get it. But I'm going to put you through these things to really validate that initial point that you made when you made that goal initially in 2017, or you started this journey back in 2017. And man, it's like, I know exactly who I am. I know exactly my message now. And I want to get people to that point because I don't have to tell anybody who I am. I don't have to convince anybody. I don't have to try to tell you who I am, because at the end of the day, my actions are going to speak louder than my words. So no matter what I say, you know, you can take it with a grain of salt, but I can back it up because I've been through so many things in my life. It's going to really validate and really give me confidence I can get through it.
Yeah.
And that I can show who I am through my darkest moments.
Wow. Wow. Man, that's amazing. The fact that you started off somewhere, right? And you said, hey, I'm going to start a brand, a movement. I don't know what it means right now. And it started off as a coaching business. And now that you've kind of found your voice, right, now you're saying, okay, well, it's more than coaching. I don't even know what it is just yet either. Mm-hmm. Right. And that was what, a year and a half, two years ago. Yeah. And if you're listening right now, a lot of you guys, and I find this with my clients, and if you're trying to improve your life or start your business or whatever it is, you're just trying to grow and evolve. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of people saying, well, I can't start until, or I can't do this until, I need to have everything in line, everything perfect. And I think what you're a testament of is saying that in 2 years, I have gotten further and still don't necessarily just know yet, but I'm closer to my goal because I started when I wasn't ready.
Exactly.
Right. So I think that's a huge lesson for people. And if you could expound upon that, or just, you know, give your voice of what it maybe is now that you've gotten closer to more of what Forgotten Mindset is. Cause I think you have found your voice in saying that it's more than a coaching business. It's more, it's a way of life now. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so essentially, you know, it's always been, so because, you know, whenever we initially met at that Starbucks, and like I told you exactly what happened, because it sprouted the Forgotten title added on to the mindset tattoo or the brand as a whole, like it rooted itself from my coaching. Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, I was like, oh, if it started here, it has to end here, right? Mm-hmm. But over time, like my coaching business became less of a priority and less of a passion, because it was like, I'm giving my time, but I can't speak the way I want to if we're just talking reps, nutrition, you know, exercises, rest times, negatives and stuff like that. So it was one of those things where it was like, there was so much fear and not knowing where to take it, mm-hmm. that I was like, you know what, let me just go ahead and stay comfortable and make this a coaching business. Mm-hmm. Just because if I've grown around bodybuilding, I've grown around fitness, maybe this is where it's meant to stay. Maybe this is where, you know, it was always meant to be. And I think, you know, there's a quote that I heard a long time ago, and it was like, don't believe what you believe just because it's how they raised you. Mm. So with me, I kind of see it as if just because I rooted this brand from fitness, there's always a deeper message that was always outside of fitness that was something that I wanted to touch base on. And I think what's going to be a true test on your commitment is being able to say, you know what, I tried this, figured out this is not what I wanted it to be, but I still want to stick with the same message. Let me just kind of transition where I want the energy to flow, where I want my words to flow, and the bigger picture on what I wanted to represent, not a coaching business or public speaking, but just a way of life. And mm-hmm. I think where a lot of people go wrong is they're like, oh, I started this, it's not what I wanted it to be. So let me just change everything. Let me change the brand. Let me find a new logo. Yeah. And it's like, what are you doing? You committed yourself to a brand. You can tweak the brand name, you can tweak the motto, but that doesn't mean you got to throw it all away. Yeah, you know, like you can just like I said, like it took, you know, 2 years to find the true words for this brand.
Yeah.
It could have taken 5 years. It could have taken 6 years. Mm-hmm. It could have taken 15 years. But at the end of the day, I told myself I was going to achieve a goal, and I told myself I was going to preach a certain message. Mm-hmm. And this brand has been a true test of that. And it's put credibility behind the way I see myself and the way I want other people to kind of understand, where it's like, you can start something and end it with the same goal in mind, but mm-hmm. it could just be a different avenue, a different aspect than what you originally started with. So,
yeah, I think a huge thing that you mentioned there was, first of all, the belief systems, right? Mm-hmm. The belief, and this is what I've had to do too with my brand and my business is, you know, I've shifted it and transitioned it in different ways, but in the same model, the message has always been the same. It's just been around a different way of mm-hmm. doing it. Right. So I think that's amazing that you're doing that now, man, because what I see you as is, you know, I've always seen it as a thought leader. And I tell people that all the time, is that you can't take away this. Like, you can't take away people's knowledge and what they pour into themselves and their mm-hmm. story, because they're the only ones that can tell their story based on how they viewed it or experienced it. Right.
Exactly.
So many people look outside of themselves for validation. They look mm-hmm. outside of themselves for what should I do? And exactly. I tell them, and you say it as well, start with your story. Like, mm-hmm. what have you been through that you've learned something? And that is valuable right there. That is more valuable than any business you can maybe start. If you want to start something, if you mm-hmm. want to, if you're in corporate, if you know, are in a certain industry and you like it and you enjoy it, that's great. But who are you? And we were talking about that offline. We were just like, you know, who are you? But they can talk about everybody else.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, it brings it back to one of those questions, to where it's like, if somebody were to come up to you right now, whoever's listening, whoever's tuning in, if somebody were to walk up to you and ask you about your best friend, Bob, or, you know, Cam or Sarah or Alyssa, whichever the situation may be, I'm pretty sure that you can speak on their name to the best of your ability. You could probably go for, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, just talk about who they are as an individual. But whenever it gets to you and that big question of who are you, you know, I think what a lot of people mistaken is, well, I'm nobody, you know, and they tend to, you know, tie in what they have to who they are.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I don't have the car so-and-so has. I don't have the clothes so-and-so has. I don't have the amount of followers so-and-so has. Listen, I didn't ask what you had.
Yeah.
I asked who you were.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that you can't answer that says that you need to focus more on you growing who you are as an individual.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice to have friends. You know, it's cool. But at the end of the day, if you can 100% show up no matter where you are, confident in who you are and what you bring to the table, that's everything but materialism, then you're really going to be able to instill that confidence within yourself to where it's like, I know who I am.
Yeah.
And I can speak on myself rather than, you know, seeing all these people who have things. But listen, you can have $1 million, but you can be the most arrogant and ignorant person in the world.
Yeah.
But if you look at homeless people are the most giving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, it doesn't matter what you have. Like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you offer? What are your, you know, morals? What do you live by? Because that's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear about like what you have, because anybody can have it.
Exactly.
But it's who you are that's going to separate yourself from every other person.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I love that you pivoted and transitioned into saying that, you know, you could achieve all these things. You could have all these things, but at the end of the day, and that goes for time span too, because in experience, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, well, he needs 4 or 5 years experience before he can start. Or, you know, they've been 20 years into a job place and they can still have the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So I've pivoted my thinking around, you know, even our relationship and our friendship and saying, hey, you know, we're 10 years apart roughly, but at the same time, you can cram the information and the knowledge based on the experiences that you've had, because maybe you've had to learn things quicker than I had to learn.
Yeah,
and, or vice versa.
Yeah, and that's a, like, I don't mean to cut you off, but like, that's a topic that I really want to speak on, because I think where a lot of people really lose themselves is, you know, people want to put this whole thing on like, oh, you know, you're wise beyond your years, or, you know, hey, you know, if I knew what you knew at your age or whatever. And it's just like, why is there an age limit on experience? Because I'm 21, but I can guarantee you there's somebody out there that's 18 years old or 15 years old or maybe my same age that have been through things that I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Whether that's losing a family member, whether that's being evicted, having your house foreclosed, whether it is, you know, you had an injury and you had to get an arm amputated and now you can't play sports. Like, there's no age on experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that even a few years ago I spoke on, because it's just like, you and I have been through different things. I've been through things you haven't, and you've been through things I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So what's to say someone that's 18 or 17 can't tell their story but teach us both something that we don't know?
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things to where it's like, you know, wisdom does not come with age. Wisdom comes with experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that experience can come at any time in your life.
Agreed.
And that's something that I'm like, people can, you know, say, oh no, wisdom comes in this, that, and the third. But I'm a true attestment to where it's like, you won't see me hang around people, many people my age, unless I work with them or, you know, I have to be around them for a certain circumstance. But like, the only people that are my age are my brothers, Cameron and Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Outside of them, we're talking 26. We're talking, you know, 30. I was about to say 29.
Appreciate it. I evolved into the next.
You're in the third decade, brother.
Third decade, man.
But like, you know, there's very few people my age I can connect with,
because
there's too many people that are my age that are trying to live life at the exact time where they can lose the most and be okay with it. And so where I kind of lie my morals is like, if I can lose all this stuff and still be okay, why not go with it?
Yeah.
Like, anybody watching, I'm sure your demographic is very widespread, from people 18 years old to 40 plus, you know, CEOs, pharmacists, of course.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things to where it's like, you know, your experience is going to come from you choosing to go through something that you haven't gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And what that yields as an end result is really going to testify, you know, your maturity level or whatever. Because you got 40 year old people that are still doing 20 year old stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All and the time. You got 21 year olds, you know, doing 30 or 40 year old stuff. If we're talking age, that's an actual number here. And it's one of those things to where it's like, if you have the opportunity to lose everything with even the slightest chance of coming out being a better individual, better developed. You've grown. You've achieved different achievements that have molded who you are as an individual. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to waste that time partying every weekend, you know, chilling back, watching movies? Like you got all these kids that have the money to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But they're so big on, oh, I got to live while I'm 20. Like, here's the thing. I'd rather sacrifice for my entire 20s. So by the time I'm 30 and 40, I'm already living the life I want to live rather than I'm 40. You know, oh man, I wish I had done this when I was 20, because mm-hmm. I work at a club right now. And the amount of people that I say, hey man, you're really young. Like, you got a lot ahead of you. And it's just like, you could have had the same thing, but look where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, especially working in an environment like that, it really instills, you know, that confidence within myself, because I had the faith to take that leap,
yeah,
despite what it may or may not have yielded.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I want to encourage a lot of people to do, especially whether they're in their 20s or 30s. Like, yes, it's going to be harder to lose certain things as you get older.
Agreed.
But I would rather people shoot for what they want, go broke, and have to go through a little bit of a struggle to get to a better place, than stay comfortable but wake up hating life, mm-hmm. and dreading each and every minute, just counting down. Oh, when do I go to sleep?
Yeah.
When's nap time? When's lunch? Mm-hmm. You know, when's the weekend?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, age is really nothing but a number, because you really just don't know.
Exactly.
You don't know someone's story, and it can change your life whether they're 15 or they're 50.
Yeah. Wow. Those are powerful, man. You were leading right into something that you touched on was choice, mm-hmm. and choosing to put yourself in uncomfortable positions, because like you said, we have different listeners on here, whether they're, you know, your teens, they're coming from your platform, or even mm-hmm. I have some teenagers and young folks that are, you know, listening to this, but then I have, you know, some people that have families and stable jobs and they've got bills, you know? Mm-hmm. So I love that you mentioned that it just matters where you are, but if you have the opportunity, there's still a choice, no matter if you're 20 or matter mm-hmm. if you're 50, it's still a choice. But you put yourself in that situation to say, hey, I wanted a mortgage, you know, I wanted a house, now I'm stuck with the mortgage. Mm-hmm. So that's just an obstacle that I have to overcome. I can't blame, well, I can't start because I've got a mortgage, or I can't start because I've got kids. Mm-hmm. You wanted kids. Now some people, maybe they didn't want kids and they had kids, you know, but
surprise.
But at the same token, everything in your life is a choice. Mm-hmm. And once you accept that it's a choice, then you can start wherever you are, mm-hmm. and make that thing happen. And I love that you said that with choice, but also being humble and understanding that at any point you can learn, mm-hmm. you know, at any point, if you're 40 or 50 or 30s, whatever it is, and you're saying, oh, well, I've got status, I've got elitism, yeah. whatever it is, and saying, well, I can't go back down to the bottom. I'm a testament to that. And again, Josiah is, I look up to him because I'm like, man, like, I wish I would have taken more risk in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I just followed the blueprint. And now I had to say and make a choice to say, I guess I'm going back to the bottom of the mountain, mm-hmm. and to say, I'm willing to go up and climb a different mountain now. And a lot of people can't say that because they've gotten what they thought was success, and they're not willing to go back down because they're afraid of what people will think. If they can even find another mountain or get up another one, they don't have the fortitude or the energy or the perseverance or the resilience, all of those things. They've gotten very, very comfortable. And I find it twofold, right? So it just depends on who you're talking to, whether it be somebody that literally is still trying to reach that. Mm-hmm. And that's opportunity. But then there's another opportunity where you're fighting different battles, where the person is, I've gotten there, but I want to shift and transition now. I'm not happy anymore. And that person is willing to be unhappy and not want to change at all, right?
Exactly. And, you know, kind of like pivoting a little bit, because you really touched on something that brought me back to your life.
Mm.
And I sent something to Brian like last night after he did this little live on his Instagram. And, you know, he really touched base on, you know, yet another topic that's slowly rising to the top. I'm sure if a lot of you guys follow Gary Vee, then you're really going to understand where I'm coming from. But like, the conversation has shifted.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation has shifted from get the highest paying job, make as much money as possible, to now it's become just do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And I think, it's the fact that we're actually finally getting to that point is truly, truly, like, it's exciting to me, because you got all these people that, you know, over and over and over, they want to flex their watches, they want to flex their cars, they want to mm-hmm. flex, you know, their mansions, their they're whatever, like diamonds, whatever. But look at people like Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Look at people like all these people, like look at people like Robin Williams.
Yeah.
There was no amount of money that can, you can't fill a space with a material that's an emotion. That's something you have to feel.
Exactly.
That's something you have to find.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're going day to day through something that you don't like, oh, I'm scared that I'm not going to make as much. Okay, but are you going to be happy? Are you going to wake up feeling ready for the day rather than dreading it? Like, are you going to come home happy? Like, you know what, honey, today was a great day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's today really, you know, it really shined a light. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling happy.
Yeah.
Because if you really talk to people nowadays, it pays the bills. What? what do you mean? Coming from someone of my space, like I have two jobs plus I'm doing boxing on top of that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not meant to do security for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not meant to work at a supplement shop. But they're both teaching me things right now that can help me down the line. And yes, they are paying bills, but you can bet your ass I'm about to make time for myself. I'm about to make time to do the things that really bring me passion and they bring me joy, whether that's writing a caption, whether that's doing podcasts, whether that's speaking to people, whether that's reaching out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's like, yes, of course, you know, if you have a mortgage, if you have a comfortable job, if you're making six figures, listen, that's hard to come down from. Like, I've never made six figures, but whenever I worked at Elliott Fitness, like, I'm not afraid to like put this out on the table. I was making $1,700 every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You put that in the hands of an 18-year-old, you get tattoos.
Exactly.
I mean, and even though at the end of the day, like, my tattoos tell my story, and yes, in every picture, I try to flex my tattoos because I'm, like I said earlier, I know who I am. I know my story.
Yeah.
But, you know, you put that type of money in someone that doesn't know how to use it, you're really going to learn the value of the fact that money comes and goes,
mm-hmm.
but where your energy and your heart flows, that's just going to, it's going to hit you so different.
Yeah.
And it's going to make you really be like, wow, there really was something more than just a paycheck.
Yeah. You mentioned in flow state, man. I think people don't understand that. They don't understand that life is literally in flow.
It's a constant flow.
You know, we're in a $1 trillion industry. So I'm going to mention a couple different things. We're in a $1 trillion economy in America. And when people say that, oh, money, 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 I'm like, you're not in the right headspace to even be able to receive that. And you're not even offering any value.
Exactly.
So why should money flow to you?
Exactly.
You know, and it flows to people at a certain point. So for Josiah, some people might be thinking, oh, man, like, you know, why would you work 2, 3, 4? Like, why would you settle? What he mentioned there was not that he's settling, but he's leveraging the opportunities that he can do right now to make it happen. But he's understanding that he's the value.
Exactly.
You know, it amazes me to say that people look outside of themselves for the value and they go in and say, I'm going to, you know, pay the bills with this. Again, they start associating themselves with a certain company, a certain job title, and they don't know who they are.
Exactly.
So when that happens, a lot of the times we find that when that leaves us, who are we at that point?
It's an identity problem.
Yeah. So at any point, I feel like someone could hear Josiah's message, and I tell this to someone every single day. I speak it as saying that you never know when your day is going to be your day.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, someone can hear Josiah's message. It could be on this podcast. Who knows? And said, man, I want to invest into him. Not just my time and energy and resources, but literally I need to, because he has value.
Mm-hmm.
And where money flows and energy flows is where the value flows a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we think about what you place value on. A lot of times we try to associate, well, that's too much money or that doesn't make sense or whatever. And it's like, does it offer value to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking the other day on my live and saying that, you know, people don't like to talk about money, which is, you know, a taboo topic. But at the end of the day, if you place value on a $500 shoe purchase and you're saying it's too expensive to do this or do that or do this, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what you value, right? But then you got to rethink why things aren't happening for you, or you think that things are happening to you,
exactly.
Right? But in reality, I don't value, I used to say I want really, really nice things, which are great, but it doesn't bring me value anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a $500 shoe purchase, if I'm looking at the shoes, I now question, does that bring me joy and happiness? If it does in that moment and I have the resources, great. I'm not ashamed. So exactly. If you're listening right now, we're not, you know, I guess, downplaying you to say you can't go buy this, go do this, do what you want to do. But what I'm saying is that associate where the value is in your life, mm-hmm. and the fact that are you the value and what value can you give?
Exactly. Right? And I think what a lot of people really need to, I wouldn't say need to, what I encourage everybody listening to do is, you know, who are you really making some of these purchases for?
Exactly.
Because you made a point a couple days ago and it was like, are you buying those shoes because you enjoy them? Or are you buying those shoes because you want to be complimented on the street by people you don't even know?
Mm-hmm.
By people who are going to forget what you look like about 5 minutes after seeing you.
Yep.
And that's even if they even notice your shoes.
You're going to get home and you're going to walk around wasting time saying somebody needs to compliment before I go home.
Exactly. I got to get at least 10 tallies on compliments.
Yeah. Before I put these on the shelf.
Before I'm satisfied. And, you know, kind of, you know, really touch on a topic, you know, or kind of like rewinding here a little bit, you know, your energy and what you want in your life will flow once you can wholeheartedly accept it.
Exactly.
So like for me and speaking on my brand, like in 2017, I was like, you know what? I want this to be my brand. I want it to stand for this. Mm-hmm. And I believed it in my heart. So you know what? You know what life said? Life said, okay, if you're ready, let's go.
Yeah.
Let me put you through all these things to be able to get you to that point. And I think the same thing applies with money. It applies with, you know, I mean, if you want material things, then of course that's going to fall under money.
Exactly.
If you can be wholeheartedly ready, which I wish I could explain the feeling, but you just know in your heart, it feels right.
Yeah.
It's going to come. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you have and don't have. If there's something that you want,
mm-hmm.
whether that's a message, whether that's a piece of clothing, whether that's, you know, a title in a business, whether that's, you know, freedom from stress or whatever, mm-hmm. you got to be willing to welcome in what's going to follow.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you it's not going to be easy.
Not at all.
But if you truly want it, I promise you it's going to come to you, but you have to wholeheartedly believe. You can't just say it. Like, you can't watch or listen to this podcast and be like, you know what? I just listened to this. I'm ready. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Like, you have to, like, especially with the message, like what we're getting at here is, you know, you really have to process this. Like, mm-hmm. you may have to listen to this podcast 3 or 4 times because we're throwing a lot of captions at you guys right now. And it's one of those things to where, you know, you really have to accept or be really ready to welcome everything that comes to you and what life is going to test you with. Because at the end of the day, you know, the great Nipsey Hussle, you know, rest in peace. He said, I spoke some things to the universe and they appeared.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no truer
verse
that I've ever heard in my entire life because I've lived through that.
Yeah.
It may not have been financial freedom, but I tell you what, I wanted impact and I got it.
Yeah.
I've reached that point.
Exactly.
Like if I wanted a ton of money,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure if I'm 100% ready for that responsibility of having all that money.
That's awareness right there.
It's awareness.
Yeah.
Like personally, me, like if you give me $10,000 right now, I'm going to be lost on what to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, well, okay, maybe I can pay off rent. Maybe I can do a car payment. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then what do I do with the rest of this money? Like a lot of you guys are saying like, hey, if I win the lottery tomorrow, we're going to be set. But if somebody asks you a question, okay, what's the first thing you're going to buy? Tell me why the first thing that comes out your mouth is going to be something of a material item. It's not going to be anything that's going to bring you to a better headspace. It's nothing that's going to bring you to a point to where you're actually happy with yourself.
Exactly.
So it's one of those things where it's like, you want to speak something into the universe. I promise you it's going to come, but you have to be willing to accept all the difficulties and the obstacles and the trials and tribulations that are going to come with it.
Yeah.
And again, you and I are true testaments of that. You know, mm-hmm. you quitting a pharmacy job to literally do everything on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Me, you know, putting myself in situations where it's like, listen, I've seen $5 in my bank account for 3 weeks straight. If I got paid, it went straight to bills. If I had a little bit of money, I needed groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been to that point, but with that, I found who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with you. So it lies on both sides of the spectrum. It's on both sides of the coin. So, you know, if you're wholeheartedly willing to, you know, open up your heart and who you are to be able to learn to the universe or whatever higher power you believe in, it's going to come to you.
Wow.
And that is a guarantee because I speak from experience.
Exactly.
So it's one of those things to where, you know, you may not feel it now, but when it feels right, it's a feeling that you literally cannot explain other than it feels right.
Yeah.
It feels like that perfect step forward.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I think on that note, man, we can't give them all of the goods, right?
You can't give them everything.
But
we've laid a lot on the table.
I think we've laid a lot on the table, man, for people to bring awareness. But awareness alone, I say this all the time, and you just mentioned it perfectly there. Awareness alone isn't enough. For even you, the fact to even mention that, to say, hey, I've gotten impact, I've brought impact, but now, like, with that, what's the next step from even to grow my impact? Maybe I need finances, but I've got to be understanding and aware that I've got to be able to receive anything that comes to me. So on that note, man, I want to ask you this, and I always ask all my guests at the end, is what is one thing that you're evolving in right now, how you're growing, what you're doing, you know, and what would be a lasting message that you maybe just want to leave with people that has helped you and maybe could help someone listening?
As far as right now, you know, of course, I left my bodybuilding days behind me, you know, back in around like July or so. And I think one of the biggest things I'm really growing at is really transferring my work ethic from bodybuilding to being able to do things like podcasts, do my boxing, do really open myself up to all these different avenues to really be able to figure out the exact thing that I want to do right now. And a message to all you guys is going to be like, you know, taking that initial step is always going to be the hardest. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be the hardest. But if you never take, and keep in mind, even if you take that first step, a couple steps in, you may not even want it. Mm-hmm. But you have to take those first steps because the thing that you may not think you want may be the one thing that you never thought you needed.
Yeah.
And so my encouragement to everyone watching is, I mean, if you're in a space right now to where it's, to where you maybe not enjoy waking up every day. You're maybe not in the headspace or the happiness, you know, energy level that you, you know, aspire to be at. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take learning along the way.
Yeah.
And with that, you need to take that first step. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to lay a few things here. Like, you may go broke. You may lose a couple friends. Mm-hmm. You may have to cut off family members. You may have to say no to so many people that you just wish you could say yes to. But the end result, if you're willing and ready to accept it, will always come. And, you know, kind of tying everything back to my brand, you know, you cannot forget what you're capable of whenever life demands it the most. Because at the end of the day, you're given a choice to either do something or don't.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, the main reason people don't is they either get caught up in their head or they're worried about someone that they don't even know and what they're and what they'll think.
Yeah.
My quick little message, be selfish. Because there's not, it's being selfish has gotten a bad rep for no reason. Because at the end of the day, if you're trying to better yourself to be better present in everything that you do, then why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you have the opportunity to just feel happier and just have a glowing energy about you? Because let's face it, we all know somebody that's always in a happy mood, that's always vibing. And it's like, you know what? I wish I had that energy. You can. You just have to be able to put yourself in those situations to be able to appreciate where you're at, be happy with where you're at, to be able to give that energy to where you can over time start saying yes to do the things that you want to do with friends and family and, you know, coworkers and leaps and jobs and, you know, aspirations. And it's like, it all starts with that first step. And whether you're ready for it or not, if you can wholeheartedly be willing to accept it, you're going to learn along the way. Every single time.
Wow.
And that's Forgotten Mindset.
Wow. Wow, man. I love that last message. And my last question for you is, where can people find you? Let the people know where they can find you. Of course, all the links will be down in the show notes, down in the bio, all of that goodness. But let the people know.
So as far as right now, the only thing I will have right now is Instagram. I'm really giving all my energy towards that at the moment. And you can find me at the Josiah Sanchez. You'll pretty much find me there. It's going to say Forgotten Mindset right there in my bio, so you know exactly it's me. As far as podcasts, I will be starting mine here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because this is honestly really fun, man. Like, this is something where, like, I can come on, just really let my thoughts flow.
Yeah.
You know, and so this is something that we'll be, you know, keeping you guys on an update on, but definitely I will be back on at some point, or you may see me and Dr. McElder on a stage together. You just never know.
You never know what's to come, man.
But yeah, man, I appreciate you for having me on, man.
You got it, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So guys, go check Josiah out. Amazing, amazing brother here that has obviously poured out value here on this podcast, has obviously told his story, has gone through experiences. We've talked about so much. So hopefully you guys begin to implement some things into your life that we've talked about, gave you some sparks of knowledge. Like I always say, give more insight than info, right? How can you gain some motivation or inspiration within yourself to move forward and evolving your life? So if you guys enjoyed this, please let us know down below. Give us a rating, a review, a like, wherever we post this. We appreciate you so much. And we'll see you in the next episode.